In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching the Second World War. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. Franciszek Andrzejczyk was a Polish farmer who lived with his wife Stanisława and six children in the village of Czyżew Sutki, which during the German occupation belonged to the Czyżew district of the Łomża Commissariat and now to the Czyżew municipality of the Wysoki Mazowiecki district. In the fall of 1942, when the mass liquidation of ghettos for Jews was underway in the Białystok region, three of Franciszek Andrzejczyk's friends, Judel Węgorz, a man called Szczupakiewicz and a man called Moniek, turned up at his house. Trying to save their lives and intending to escape from the Czyżew ghetto, they asked the farmer to hide both them and other fugitives on his farm. Franciszek Andrzejczyk not only helped them, but also allowed, although it may seem improbable, a total of 18 people to hide in his house. Among them were Szymka and Izrael Muncarz with their families, Moshe Kuzmacher with his relatives, Eliasz Wysocki, Rachela Kachan and Rachela Lichtenstein, all from Czyżew. Two underground shelters were prepared for the fugitives, one under Andrzejczyk's house and the other in the potato cellar located nearby. Feeding so many people was extremely difficult, as was providing them with other help. We baked huge amounts of bread and prepared food in huge pots, one of Franciszek's daughters recalled years later. The Jews spent their days in the bunkers, while at night they went out into the courtyard to get some fresh air. Unfortunately, after a few months, those in hiding began to violate elementary safety rules. Ignoring Franciszek's pleas, the men ventured out at night into the former Czyżew ghetto, which had already been liquidated by the Germans, perhaps in order to visit their homes or to search for food and more valuable items. Their presence was quickly noticed by the night watchman guarding the town against fire and thieves. The snowfall made it easy to see where the footprints left by the night visitors were leading. In the morning of March 20, 1943, German gendarmes from Czyżew Post, commanded by a German called Karwat, turned up at the farm of Stanisława and Franciszek Andrzejczyk. They detained Franciszek Andrzejczyk and began interrogating him, which gave the members of his family time to escape and hide in the nooks and crannies of the farmhouse. When the farmer denied that he was hiding Jews, the gendarmes began a search, tapping the floors of the buildings and smashing other places with axes. The shelter where Judel Węgorz, Szczupakiewicz and Moniek stayed was the first to be found. They were immediately killed. One of the gendarmes also fired a series of shots from a submachine gun at Franciszek Andrzejczyk, killing him on the spot. His relatives witnessed his death. After some time, after shattering the floor underneath the house, the Germans also found a second shelter, which mainly housed women and children. The Jews were tied up with ropes and then seated on horse-drawn carts, which soon set off towards the village of Szulboże Wielkie. However, they never reached the village, because after a few miles, the gendarmes drove all the detainees to a meadow and killed them with machine gun rounds. Later that day, the Germans reappeared at the Andrzejczyk farm. They severely beat the relatives of the murdered Franciszek and robbed the house of clothes, shoes and more valuable items. Soon the widow and children were informed that all their property was taken over by the German occupation authorities. Historians estimate that during the Second World War, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.
you.